they good.
Or as we pick up, I guess, pick up somewhere and he's in the
he
middle of
the
Gemara.
He has to do something else, but the Gemara brings it in. Right.
Right. Titania, this is like 8 lines down. Bracho shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom HaKippurim shliach tzibor motzi harab midei chavasan. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Hachacham omrim kishem shliach tzibor chayev kol kach kol yachid v'yachid chayev. Okay, Maishna. What's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the year? Maishna hani ilema mishum dinafishe krai.
He's gone on who?
Rameh.
The Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, Kevon Sha'amar, Uvitarascha Kasov Lemar, Shuv Enu Tzarech. So, right.
So, therefore, you can't say that what?
Therefore, you can't say that.
Afshi Brachas. Afshi Brachas, okay.
So, therefore, it shouldn't be that in Rosh Hashanah should be an exception that you should, that the Shliach Tzibur should be Motzi everyone.
Right.
I mean, should we do Rashi, even though he's a different...
Okay.
Ilem mishum de nefishe krai, d'ika de musfei Rosh Hashanah, v'rosh chodesh, u'malchus v'zachonis v'shofaros. Okay. Kevon sh'amar v'toras l'kasov, klomar. Kevon sh'amar, na'ase v'nakrov l'fanecha, k'mitzvah s'vitzonecha, k'moshe k'savta olena b'sarasecha, ein tzarech lomar mikros ha'musafen.
Yes, that's right. Rashi holds, and I think this fire, aren't this fire, but they're not so
massive.
Not sure. You're not sure? How's it in Shabbos?
In Shabbos, we say
it. You say it?
Yeah.
Oh.
But wouldn't this only be questioned by Rosh Hashanah?
Right. Right, but they hold, but he still holds that when it comes to Sukkot of Musafim, you can skip them.
Right.
That'll be every time.
Every time. Right. Wouldn't that be bidyavad? Because in nefishe krev, if you have a sitter.
Okay. Yeah, but still you can do it. Still,
right.
You don't have to be mask it of psukim of masaf.
Right.
Right.
It doesn't sound like it's bidyavad. Shivensar.
Citatious argues.
Yeah.
Right.
Because why shame the makamakabana? So most of the church is up asking for Shana, and I should die love Masham and Mavar was Korish Mikhasa Shabzen and Kokomus for the Shkodish Olos. He'll ask him, so I should cut the same machine, same servant. Okay. Okay. Right. What's that?
Some
difference between, according to Rashi, between psukim of Musafin and psukim of Malchus, Sacharnas, and Shofaros.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the difference? Tosfos holds on the contrary. Because Neshama points for saying it. Rashi maintains no. Right, is it a din in Tfilah? Then it's Shalmut Maras Vasenu, or is it a din in Limud? If it's a din in Tfilah, so then the whole Tfilah, as long as the Tfilah is Makom Makar Kar Musaf, so that you have the Kim of Shalmut Maras Vasenu. But Taisa is also Allah and Limud. If it's Allah and Limud, so you have to have the Psukkim. Right?
Why do you need the vehicle of Tfilah for according to Taisa Hassan?
What?
Why do you need the vehicle? Like, it has to be done in Besoch.
Yeah,
Tfilah. But if it's Limud, you can't be just carrying the Parsha of Tamar or the Parsha of...
No.
So why do you need Tfilah if it's Limud?
Do away with the Tfilas Musaf.
No, I'm saying it's
together.
So
if you read it not in
Tfilas Musaf.
Let's say you read it not in Tfilah.
Does the Parsham Hal was
right, like we do every day, read the carbon you know, Parsha's Talmud. If you were to read the Parsha Shabbos.
Why wouldn't that be good? I mean, we read the Ketores, isn't that it's a Mishama Parsh Vasin?
The same demands has to be in Tfilah.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Right, but if we're saying it's the Limud, so
no, it's Ketores Limud.
Maybe just define it a little bit.
It's interesting. Taste of Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur.
Question. And also the end of Tosis is difficult, though, now, isn't it?
Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur.
Yeah, like, okay, this one could just mention it.
This one just schlepping it.
It's not consistent, right?
The main thing is the oros. But the soy here, that's where you have the pasuk, Mavara was a Chodesh Menachasa. That's a problem. But it's more detailed. But the point is, why? What was the question you had? Why?
It's limas, then why do you tefillah? Do what we do with like the Talmud, just cover the Pasha.
Why don't you say that you don't really need tefillah, that if you were to read it outside, you would be yotzeh, but having it in tefillah, that's a kiyum in the musaf itself.
Yeah, but nobody else does.
Honestly, how can you read it outside? It has to be a tefillah for Kedushas Hayom. That's in the Sham Parm Sfasenu. That's the whole concept. You can't just read it. Every day there's no Kedushas Hayom, so you can read about the Karban Tumah. Here it's part. Musaf is the articulation of Kedushas Hayom.
But those other times, like that we have every day, we're reading it in order to fulfill the Neshama Parm Sfasenu.
Yeah,
right, like just
man,
like when we read the Talmud, when we read the Psukim of the Talmud or Ketores, aren't we trying to fulfill that idea?
I mean, because Chazal say Kilo Priva.
Yeah.
I think it's because the most of the brachas are Tfilis is Keneged Kabonis Tikkun. Shachris is Keneged Talmud. And Musaf is Keneged Talmud Shabbinah Abayim. And Ma'ariv is Keneged Hekta Chalav and Vevar.
Right.
So therefore, the Kabonis are Machayev and Tfilah. So it's Machayev and Tfilah in Musaf. That you can't push that away. Just like Shachris is, just like Karban Talmud is Machayev and Shachris, so Karban Musaf is Machayev and Tfilah in Musaf. But Taisvis is saying that in Tfilas and Musafin there's more, because in Tfilas and Musafin it's essentially Musaf. It's not because of Barkosh Islam. It's essentially Musaf. That's the nature of the Tfilah. So therefore you need a Limud HaMakros in order to be in order to fulfill Neshama Parm Shasena.
But is that because
it doesn't need to say you could knock out Musaf.
But wouldn't that be
Tfilah? You can't say just in Neshama Parm Shasena. Because the carbonus are machayev and tefillas.
Oh, I mean that's not a shalom parmas of asenu.
That's a separate. That's
right.
A machayev. Tefillos kineged carbonus tikkun. So the takana was that every carbon is machayev and tefillah. So the carbon of musaf is machayev and tefillas and musaf. It's been a spowl for the musaf. Okay, but in musafim, you have mikros, and mikros is a kiyum of neshama parn shaseno. So therefore, he holds it. You have to have the kiyum of neshama parn shaseno also. Both, you need both.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not our sugya, anyways. So why do we go here? Because we want to see Rashi.
Rav Chanan.
Rashi shita.
Right.
The Rashi maintains that you don't need it. Because he holds that tefillos kineged kabanas tikkun. So once you have the tefillos in the suffering, you yotze. And there's no, he holds in the shampan shvazen, so shvazen is nice, but it's not makif.
But you don't think Rashi holds that you have a kiyam of the shampan shvazen through the tefillos, most of just by referencing nasav and akiv. Right, you still have to say that, correct?
Yes.
So maybe that's Rashi holds.
Well, that's the tefillos in the suffering.
Obviously, that's not a
shalom. That's the tefillah. It'd be misbowel that we should be able to be makar of the kabbonis.
Right, you're saying just for the basic chiyah to make it tefillos musaf.
That's it. That
wouldn't be a kiyam.
That's the machlokas of the Rav and Rabbi Akiva.
Oh, well.
Rabbi Akiva said that nashim apturas from musaf. Why? Because there's no, it's not pakasha. It's musaf.
It's not rachman,
right? It's not rachman.
Right.
So the Rav said, no, it is rachman, but it's rachman for the karbonis.
Right. Do you think according to Rashi you wouldn't have a kiyam neshama par musaf aseinu then?
Right.
So then how could you do that?
I don't know how you do it.
Like how is Rav Chanano, like how are you allowed to do that? Then aren't you supposed to be chayiv neshama par musaf aseinu?
It's not that there's no yells, there's no chayiv neshama par musaf aseinu. There's no chayiv tefila.
There's a chayiv tefila, there's no chayiv neshama par musaf aseinu.
Yeah.
And Tosfos is holding that you're chayiv in that also.
Yes. Right, because it all revolves around the musaf. So you must have the champagne system. Why? I don't know. I gotta think about it. Right? But Rashi's good. Rashi maintains you don't need a champagne system. You just need tefillah. Rachmi, it's Rachmi.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to say according to Rashi.
Manachas.
Uh-huh.
That it's the limud is the time is the shalom parshasim. So the question remains: why does Tosfos demand the shalom parshasim? Rashi says you don't have to. It's nice, but it's really rachmi. Apparently, Tosfos holds that if you don't have the shalom parshasim, it lacks in the rachmi. Because since you can do it through, you can do it in a not the ultimate fashion, but you can do it through the amira of neshama, through the kima of neshama parnas vaseinu. So if you don't do that, it's going to lack in tefillah. Because where is your desire for it?
Right. You're not even taking the substitute.
Right. That's primarily what this says.
Mm-hmm. You'll smack it the kiyam of the tefillah.
That's right.
Yeah. Rashi holds the two separate
kiyams. Not the psukim of what?
Machas Rosh Shofros.
Though they can't do this.
Right.
You have to have the actual psukim.
That's the next Rashi, right?
There are both time of Farshan Hadar al Khanan of Machas Rosh Shofros of Shofros. The Kashali, Hadalo Karabanan, Velo Karabi Yochan Manuri, the Tanan, Ein Pochasan, Measar Machias, Chule.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's an open Mishnah.
Mm.
It's an open Mishnah that what? They have Machlokes Rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri.
And even Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, his Mekel, he says you have to do 3, 3, and 3.
Right.
So Rashi's holding really that the brachos are built around the psukim. There's no idea of just having Machios Zechronos and Shofros without actually having psukim as part of the bracha.
Yeah, so why is that? So that's what we said. Our svara, the tzorach gavoa, explains that. That since it's tzorach gavoa, so you have to have psukim. You can't
substantiate it.
You can't just say that you want it. You know what I mean? You have to demonstrate the tzorach gavoa and the kavod shamayim.
Right.
So that's only for psukim. Oh.
Ratzon Hashem.
Since it's Ratzon Hashem, it's not tzorach hedyot. It's not for you in particular.
Right.
So you have to have psukim for that.
To show that it's
Ratzon Hashem. It's not your lashon.
Ratzon Hashem.
They're inseparable. Why do we say that?
They're metaphysically inseparable.
Yeah, they're metaphysically inseparable. Let's leave that one go.
The Ram last.
Sorry.
I was supposed to get something worked out. It's a hard Rambam. You get something worked out for the Ram? Okay.
All right, so we're up to the riff.
Says Amar Rav Hamnuna, Amar Shmuel, the middle of Chesam Abiz. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. The Sikna Besof Pirka, Amar Rav Hananel, Kevin Shamar, Vitarascha Kasuv Limor, Shuvein of Tarach. Chain Amar Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Kevin Shamar, Vitarascha Kasuv Limor, Shuvein of Tarach. Bein Yachid, Bein Tibor, Chain Hilchaza. So he's passing like Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri, but then he says that we pass from like Rav Hananel.
Oh, yeah, Nuri. And now he in a funny way, he adds on Vasikna Vasof Pirka.
Right.
Amar Rav Hananel. And then he just says V'chein Hilchasa. I mean, what's Rav Hananel? That's the Baal Maris question. What's Rav Hananel got to do with the Machlokes of Rechem and Uri and the Chachamah?
Right.
All right, let's see the Baal Maris.
Amar Rav Hananel Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Kasav Allah Harif, Zal, Vasikna Besov Pirka, Amar of Chananel, Amar Rav, Kevin de Amar Vitrascha, Kasav Lemar, Shoveno Tarch, Ben Yachid, Ben Tibur, Vichin Hilchasa. Venad Varm Niran Kain, Shehir Rav Chananel, Cholik, Al Kola Tanaim, Vahamoraim. Rav Shlomo Zal, Pirish, Lahadur of Chananel, Bekrai de Musafin, Ava Bekrai de Machio Zachronos of Shofros, Kravyochim Ben Nuri, Kaimelon, Vichin Hilchasa. Saying that. He goes like Rashi, that Rav Hananel was saying that Uvatarosla Kazavlima, that's talking about the Pesukim by Musaf, nothing to do with Malchus, Zachoros, and Shofros. Because he can't argue on the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Mishnah.
About the Musaf and Rosh Hashanah.
Right, that's what Rav Hananel was talking about, according to Rashi. Nothing about Malchus, Zachoros, and Shofros.
Right.
Oh, but certainly during the year also, no?
During the year also?
Yeah, sure.
So what is that a problem?
Yeah.
Not just trying.
Right, yeah, during the Erosim. Don't say the I'm wrong.
Probably have miles the right thing.
Yeah, we say it.
You got a miles on Shabbos?
What?
Miles on Shabbos.
Shalosh brachos emtsayos elu shel Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim shel Yovel shel Yovel shehin malchus v'zichronos v'shofaros ma'akvo zuazu. V'tzarech lomar b'chol bracha mehen asar psukim me'in ha-bracha. Shlosha psukim min ha-Torah, u'shlosha mi-sefer tehillim, u'shlosha min ha-Nevi'im, v'echa min ha-Torah mashlim bo. V'im hishlim ba-Navi yatsa. V'im
hishlim ba-Navi. How say paskas like who?
Like Rabbi Yossi.
Like Rabbi Yossi.
V'im amar pasuk echad min ha-Torah, v'echad min ha-Ksuvim, v'echad min ha-Nevi'im yatsa. Right. Sounds Billy Evid.
That's Billy Evid. Okay.
Va'afilu Amar uvitarascha Hashem Elokeinu kasav lemar v'amar pasuk shel Torah v'hifsik shuv eino tzarech klum.
So
as long as you say one pasuk of Torah.
You know what you have to say? But, you have to say one pasuk of Torah.
One pasuk, yeah, but then you don't have to say anymore.
And the Tanakhama.
Okay.
So Tanakhama maintains the word in Pochsim. Yes, sir. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri maintains one of each. Okay. So how would you define that, Machlokes?
What about the seven psukim?
Seven we don't hold them.
Oh, we don't hold them. Okay.
I think that's what I'm talking about. What I want to say is I want to go on with our Svara of Tzarech Kavala.
Yeah.
That if you do 10, so it shows you that it's not simply an amira of Tzarech Kavala, but it's a hisaskus in Tzarech Kavala. Because you went to the trouble of finding the psukim, finding 10 psukim. Like the Gemara says, the Gemara had a hard time finding the last pasuk in Malchus. So they had to make recourse to Shema Yisrael. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if you do 10, so it shows you that the Gavra is Osek, is his Askus in Sarach Gavoa. He's going through all the Psukim to find the three in each. You know what I mean? It's not an easy thing. It's a whole Askus. Right?
Mm-hmm.
One pasuk, a person can help us. Shem Yimachon, but okay, everyone has a pasuk. So it's not as Askus in the Tzorach Kavala. If you just do one pasuk from each. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you put yourself to the task of three in each, then you're engaging yourself in an Askus of Kavala. So apparently, the Tanakhama holds that Tzorach Gavoa, which is the Kedushas Hayom, which is the Kavod Hayom, and that's God's will, that requires a Askus. You can't just leave it, say, Paskin B'Yotze. Because the Tzorach Gavoa is such a high theme that the Gavra has to be completely involved, almost like Lima Torah, Lasa Lima Torah, requires a certain Esaskus there. It's Mechayev and Esaskus. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so leave the rest to you guys. So what's your view on the Midori? What's Rabbi Yochanan ben Ari?
Well, what are you saying before? Like, you have to show that stuff.
And the Rabbi Yochanan ben Ari seems to say
it's like a raya. You know, it's like
that you have to. You need an amira of Tzorach Gavoa.
Right.
You need an amira of Tzorach Gavoa. You need an amir of Tzorach Gavoa, okay? Because in the tefillah, the tefillah demands that the Tzorach Gavoa be mentioned.
You say Tzorach Gavoa is only mentioned through a pasuk? Through a pasuk. That it's
right. That's, otherwise there's no Tzorach Gavoa. You already know what
right.
God's will is. You don't know.
Right.
The will that Malchus of Akoma Shalom, maybe not. Maybe only twice, bro.
Ready?
Yeah.
Could you say it for the Tanakhama? I think this.
But you have to have the Gavra's Amira, the Limud. You have to have the Limud of the Gavra. But you can't just say that it's. You can't just say that this is God's will. I mean, he has to have a pasuk. It requires limud. The Tzorach Gavoa requires limud. So you don't need that extraneous esaskus that he's going to the trouble of finding the psukim. That's an extraneous. All you need is the limud of the gavra. The gavra is solid in limud that this is God's will. So one pasuk is enough. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, here it is. Yeah. Because the subject of Limud is Tar Shavuksav. In other words, the subject of Limud is Tar Shavuksav. And Tar Shavuksav is Tar Naviyamksav. It's the full Limud of Tar Shavuksav. In other words, the limud has to be full. Full limud. And the full limud is the limud of all of Torah Shebichsav. So So therefore you need Torah Nevi'im Ksavim, otherwise you're lacking the Torah Shebach Sof.
Even though you're showing that it's Namir Tzach Gevorah just through one pasuk in the Torah?
Right, because it's a limud.
So limud, because it means Maisa limud demands all Torah.
Torah Shebach Sof, right.
Right. So it's a Maisa limud on Torah Shebach Sof. Rav Hanano. So what is, how does Ram express Rav Hanano? He maintains Rav Hanano is going like the riff in the same
right.
wavelength. It's just that he's saying something new. There are.
Say one pasuk.
What?
You could say one pasuk.
Yeah, what is Vehifsik though? Yeah, that's a good question. You guys all ask much. What's Vehifsik?
Right.
Because he holds that really the limud is Torah Shebach Sof. So really it's Torah Nevi'im, Torah Ksavim Nevi'im. But if the guy, so that's really what the format is in existence. If the guy just says the pasuk from Torah, he's considered a mafsik. Because the entity of Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim is already there, in abstract. In other words, the Anshei Knesset Gdolo were already Kaveya Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. So he's saying, I'm defective, I can't do the whole thing. He's a mafsik.
Why is that okay?
Why is that okay? Because he's really referencing Kalatara Kula.
Right.
But he's saying, I can't do it. I'm being mafsik here. So as long as he's referencing the limud, he has limud, because he has a pasuk in the Torah. So the only thing is, he doesn't have limud of kol ha-Torah kula, of Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. So that's not ma'akev, unless he negates it. But if he says, I started to learn, but I couldn't do any more, so then he's not negating the limud of Tarnavev Kol Tarkul. He's just saying, I as a person can't do it. So the Rama maintains that that's step of the Evizet.
So what does Vifsik mean?
Vifsik means that if he stops there, he's cutting it short. Because the rest follow. In other words, when he starts Torah, he's really starting. He's not. If he did Torah l'shem Torah, then it wouldn't be any good. Because the limud is Torah Shebach Sof, all Torah Shebach Sof. So if he did, if when he started Torah he meant exclusively Torah, it wouldn't be any good. But if when he starts Torah he means I'm starting really Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, the Torah Shebach Sof, and the only thing is I didn't finish it. I mean, I didn't finish the Torah Shebach Sof, the limud. I didn't finish the limud. So then he's Yotzei. Because he's manifesting that it's only his shortcoming, but the truth is, he began the limud of Torah Shebach Sof. But it was mafsik after the first pasuk.
What makes it
say that
you are saying
it's Kavanah. Yeah, I'm saying it's
Kavanah,
yeah. Because Hifsik is Kavanah. In other words, if he starts off with the Kavanah that he's just going to do Torah, then it's not good. But if he starts off with the Kavanah that he wants to do really Torah Shebach Sof,
right.
All of Torah Shebach Sof. But I forgot.
Right.
So he's Mafsik. So then he's Yotzei.
Right, and if he's doing Torah as the first thing in Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim, then it's okay.
Yes,
if he finishes Torah on its own, you don't say Hifsik, then he's not Yotzei.
Okay.
So would you say Rav Hanano is arguing on Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Tanakhama?
He's not. He's going to say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Lehi would agree with this.
Right.
Because you have the concept of Torah. You have Limud, and you have the concept of Torah Shabbat.
Right.
So he would hold also to be the Yevid to be answered this way.
So they're speaking in different terms. The Tana Kama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Lehi.
He's speaking Yamafsi Yitzvila.
It's good that Gemara brings in the Rav Chanan in the case where.